Tomorrow's News Today.
Ladies and gentlemen, I am Chase Geiser, and I will be hosting this evening. But first, a word from the White House, followed by a word from Alex Jones.
Donald was the young man who was going to conquer Manhattan.
He takes chances that would make a less daring man shudder.
To think about the arc of where he's been, it's like some sort of mythical story or something.
This sounds like political presidential talk to me.
Donald Trump seems to always get stronger when challenged.
My God, that guy's got resilience.
Those who deal with you underestimate you, but they regret it.
It's always good to be underestimated. It is not about politics. It's about our love for this great country, America, and we're not going to let it fail. I will fight like no one has ever fought before.
Trump is the bodyguard of Western civilization.
You want to talk about a fighter who walked through fire? He's an absolute savage.
He knows that this is much bigger than him. This is about the American people. They have no idea what they have unleashed. He was ready to go face the cameras and come out swinging.
What will future Americans say we did in our brief time here on Earth? It will be defined by your vision, your perseverance, and your grit. Nothing will sway us, nothing will slow us, and no one will ever stop us. We are Americans. Ambition is our heritage. Greatness is our birthright. And the future belongs to us.
As you know, I just call balls and strikes. And after years of saying they would release the Epstein-Fowler list, suddenly they're not going to, and we're told it doesn't exist. But then Trump comes out last night and says, well, it does exist, but the Democrats had control of it, manipulated it, which is actually true. They've had control, but they would destroy anything they didn't want in there and leave what they wanted in there that their investigators could plant. So people say, well, then whose side are you on? This is a giant fiasco. I'm trying to call balls and strikes. I'm trying to look at every angle of this and understand what's happening, understand why the Trump administration did a 180 the last few months, and particularly the last week, and did this, and then blames loyal supporters who support the overall agenda as being traitorous for doing this. Now, we all know what triggered this. It was Elon 2 months ago saying, look, Trump's in the list, and that big break up there, and then Trump wants it closed. He wants it shut down, which looks extremely incriminating. But from all of my deep research, never saw Trump involved in any illegal activity with Jeffrey Epstein. So we are simply here tracking this case, not choosing a side, not wanting to make things be what we want them to be, but simply looking at the facts. But I dropped the ball. I didn't even think about the fact. I'm like, oh yeah, if they've had the list and they've had the files for years, the Democrats would take stuff out, destroy it. Well, that's obvious. They would leave in and twist and put in what they wanted. They have a long history of false documents, reports, you know, Crossfire Hurricane, the list goes on and on. January 6th. So we've got to investigate this. We've got to keep open minds about this on all angles. But this is the big story. And this has put the Trump administration into a mega massive crisis. And Trump at press conferences and the rest of it saying, don't ask questions, triggers the ultimate Streisand effect and is insane. So I don't know where in the world they're coming up with that plan. We'll continue to track this in live time. We'll cover the good Trump's doing. We'll cover the bad he's doing. We give Trump our ongoing advice. And I'm going to post a video later, do a live show today at 4 p.m. Central, breaking down what I think Trump needs to do to get things back on track. And that's release everything. That's why Steve Bannon wants it released. He went and interviewed Epstein. He knew him. Nothing to hide. You got Alan Dershowitz saying, release it all. Doesn't incriminate me. Okay, well, then release the whole thing. This is not going away. It's only blown up 10 times bigger. It's out of control. And this was so obvious a week ago. People said, oh, you're being a traitor. Say this will be a big issue. No, I'm seasoned. I'm informed. I'm involved. I know what's going on. It's insane. We'll cover it all at InfoWars.com. We'll watch shows on X. Pray for America. Pray for peace. Pray for President Trump. Do the right thing.
Alex wanted you, he gave you the methylene blue drink earlier, is that correct?
Yeah.
And he wanted you to do a review.
Hey, I can feel a definite, like an energy spike. Yeah, it feels pretty good.
What are you going to do now?
Energy spike. I'm going to see if it has a crash.
I've never heard of a crash.
Yeah, apparently it doesn't. But yeah, it feels pretty good. Yeah, definitely feel sharper.
Okay.
Yeah, I was pretty tired coming in here.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
well, you're running around Texas right now. You're dealing with some other issues here.
I was driving all over Texas giving speeches for True Texas Project, and I was pretty efficient in sleep. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good.
So did he give you the drink or the capsules?
I took the drink, but I got a bottle of each, and I'm going to go and do a longer-term test. We'll see how it goes.
Okay.
Yeah, I do feel kind of amped right now. Yeah.
That's good. Well, that's probably, I don't know, that might be because you're hanging out with me. So we gotta maybe try to get a
I think it's the Methylene Blue.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
It's Sunday, July 13th, 2025. And I have really held my tongue for the last 24 hours on the ongoing exploding Trump Epstein scandal until I could do a lot of more research, make a lot of phone calls, and try to look at the big picture. So it's very important for everybody out there watching to understand that I'm one of the first people to ever report on Epstein more than 16, 17 years ago. And I know more details about all the different angles of it than probably almost anybody. And then separately, you've got the behavior of the last 6 months of Trump getting in office and the 180 they've done in the last few months that has triggered a huge firestorm. So whether you or not you think the Epstein case is important to bring it down the deep state, whether or not you think it's the hill to die on and a red line that Trump shouldn't have crossed, regardless, we've got to unpack all the different angles and details to this. So kind of let me start at the end and then work back from the start. Yesterday afternoon, Trump on Truth Social and X puts out a statement that you've probably all seen, and says, listen, we got the best government. The whole world's talking about it. The country's turning around. We're getting so much done. And Obama and Clapper and Brennan and Hillary, Obama, Clapper, Brennan, and Hillary Clinton created the Epstein file. And so we need to drop it. And when I saw that, that opened up an entire other avenue of thought. Not that I trust Trump, though overall I think he's a good man and he's done great work and evil hates him, but I hadn't even thought about the fact that for the last 4 years, and even before that, because they kept it hidden from Trump when he first got in, that's been confirmed, they have had the so-called file. And so that really is a true statement that what they've cherry-picked and what they wanted to leave in the files in New York that Pam Bondi and Cash Patel ordered release back in March, and the head of the FBI in New York wouldn't do it and then had to resign, and they went and grabbed it. But what is in there is what they didn't decide to destroy from Epstein Island, Zorro Ranch, Little St. John's Island, all of it. So I had not even thought of that angle. And I'll unpack that in a moment, but there's so many pieces to this. But people really blew up at that. And they went, oh, my God, now Trump's saying it's like Russiagate and all the rest of stuff, that it's their file. Well, technically, that's true. So I call balls and strikes on this. And I'm not here defending the fiasco we've seen and what's unfolded that we've been at the very center of breaking and reporting on. But I have my integrity, so I've got to go where the facts lead. That said, you noticed during the last few days, I've posted a few articles, a few videos, but I've not really made a bunch of big statements about this because I wanted to really do my own research and really make an informed decision about what I was about to say. And doing that research has only opened up more questions than it's answered. So it's very easy to be outraged at Trump. It's very easy just to back him and say, shut up. You know, this is Democrat propaganda. Let's get past all of that, and let's first set the table with this. So I've come to the latest information with Trump. Now I'm going to go back to the beginning. But before we do that, let's remember that 1 year ago today, July 13th, 2024, in Butler, Pennsylvania, a young man with total government, federal MO connections goes to that fairground and is on top of that building for at least 10 minutes with a gun, and everybody's saying gun, 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 and no one does anything. And sure enough, they've now forced the Trump administration, part of the report to come out, that 10 days before, they got a specific threat alert on the planet Butler. And then that was basically stood down on by the deputy director, who we now know is involved running the stand down, who became the director for a while when the head resigned over it. It was just a front person, a puppet. So let's just have that backdrop here of the stress and the pressure that Trump is under, and the fact that the bad guys that we know are bad, the Democrats, the globalists, the Obama's people, he just had his third unelected term with Biden. Let's just remember that when we're balancing all this, okay? Because my job is not to be an apologist here for Trump. I'm very, very upset, not just about this, but a bunch of other stuff that just started to happen the last month, in the last few days, where Trump was going from like 99% good. People are like, why are you a total cheerleader? Why are you just 100% fawning on him? Because we were running the tables on him. And then the last few months, things have gone dun, 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 dun. Not done a 180 yet, far from it. But like, let's say we're 12 o'clock, perfect action. He was about 12:30. And all of a sudden, we're about 3 o'clock right now. About 2:30. We keep going, we'll be 180. We'll be the opposite direction. And so in general, I am extremely concerned. But discretion is a greater part of valor. We need to really be intellectual about this and geopolitical and analyze all the pieces. And so I've got a bunch of notes here. I'm going to try to go through these, but let's just set the table at a year ago, what happened today, and let's set the table what happened yesterday with Trump's statement. All right, so there's so many places to go here. Let me just go back to the Epstein situation. The Democrats, some Republicans bipartisanly, going back to his first conviction, it was a whitewash down in Palm Beach 15, 16 years ago, did everything they could to not have the story blow up big and to just charge him with some limited stuff. He spent like a year in jail, only checked himself out at night at the sheriff's department. And yet the U.S. attorney, Alexander Acosta, say on record, no, he was intelligence agency. I was told, leave him alone, slap him on the wrist. So clearly the MO of Maxwell and her dad and him and Barr and all of it is total intelligence agency, honeypot, spy operation. You got the Israeli prime minister, Ehud Barak, constantly there. You got Bill Gates. I mean, it goes on and on. And so Trump was in New York socialite, Palm Beach socialite. He knew Epstein. I did deep research on it. Never any connection to any of the crimes he committed. Trump actually kicked him out of Mar-a-Lago 15 plus years ago, one of the first people to criticize him. I'm sure he said nice things about him before because they're interviewing the newspapers all the time. Trump said a lot of nice stuff about me. So I made the decision to clearly back Trump because I investigated the Epstein thing when nobody was talking about it right when I was vetting Trump 9.5 years ago before I endorsed him. So I don't believe Trump's involved in any of that. So you get Biden not wanting any of the Epstein case released. They send in Comey's daughter and others to cover it up. The Maxwell case, the PDD case a few weeks ago, the Epstein case in New York. He dies in custody, human trafficking charges. His partner in crime, Maxwell's in jail for human trafficking. And we recently get told there is no human trafficking. There is no blackmail. There is, he killed himself, just go to sleep. And this is after we see Bondi, as you already know, and many others saying, no, 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 we got these 14 terabytes. The Democrats were controlling them in New York at the FBI. They wouldn't give it to us. We went and got it. It's all those horrible kids being raped. It's all this terrible stuff, hundreds of new victims with Epstein. She's very specific. And then all of a sudden, Bongino and Patel come out a few months ago on Fox and, like, during the headlights, go, oh, no. No, it's all open and shut. There's nothing there. The case is closed. And Butler's closed, too. People go, man, that's terrible. Then they go on a tour, and Patel goes on Rogan and says the same stuff a month later, a bunch of other shows, and we're just like, if you guys think you can't prosecute this and want to move on from it because it's got U.S. intelligence and Israeli intelligence involved, I'm not endorsing that, but I can at least understand the logic from your perspective of it. I said back then a few months ago, I said, shut up then. This is a self-inflicted wound. The way you are just absolutely, fully, and completely doing exactly what I would do if I was trying to discredit myself, as I said at the time. And then Bondi, though, still makes statements about, no, no, we're investigating. It's out at the field offices. And we've sent it out to be investigated. I confirmed from FBI sources that was the case. And, of course, we broke with O'Boyle, the famous FBI whistleblower, the day before it came out, that his source in New York said they actually had a bunch of horrible stuff that the Democrats were suppressing with Comey and others, and that they were getting a meeting that night with Bondi, his source. And the next day she goes, yeah, she put the cover sheet on that and said, I was given old stuff. I'm going to get the new stuff. So, see, that isn't somebody that's covering up. That's somebody that's learning about the case and in over their head because they weren't, you know, in the federal government. They were the state attorney general, and they're, you know, they're learning the case. For those of us that know about it up one side, down the other, it's like, this is pure crap. So I was defending her a few months ago, or 4 or 5 months ago, saying, well, you don't go grab the files from the Democrats. They're hiding them in New York. You don't distribute them out to the FBI offices around the country. You're going to cover up, obviously. Then, because that's new information. People say, release it. Well, they just got it. There's a bunch of innocent people, kids in there, victims, whistleblowers, you name it. But then I see the deer in the headlights Fox interview with the FBI director, deputy director. Then I see the weird terror that blew up in their face, and they kept doing it. And I was like, somebody's telling them to do that. Well, then last week, when last Sunday, now it seems like a million years ago, it was only 7, 8 days ago, when the Justice Department puts out that memo and says he wasn't working with anybody, there was no blackmail, there wasn't human trafficking, he killed himself, I was like, wow. And I went on the air Monday, and I said, this isn't Pam Bondi. And I'm not even defending her. It's not like, oh, I choose this person or that person for a football team. I'm like, this is going to discredit her. She's been told to do this, and well, her only boss is Trump. People said, oh, no way, it's her. She's an idiot out over skis. That night, Trump comes out through social, says, yeah, great job, Bongino, great job, Patel, great job, FBI. Time to move on, do, you know, your more important work. It's Trump. And the next day in a press conference on Tuesday, he says, you know, hey, don't ask these questions. Move on. This guy doesn't matter. When his surrogates and his campaign and the Republicans made a huge deal about releasing all this stuff, they play games about, you know, is it a client list or is it? No, it's all the videos and all the databases and all the footage and hard drives they got at Zorro Ranch, the FBI report said would fill houses with hard drives, VHS, DVDs, and all the videos and photos out of Little St. John's in the Caribbean and New York. I mean, that's all public. So then we have our sources in the FBI that confirmed they were all sent this stuff to investigate it. So I'm trying to make sense of all that. And, you know, now you've seen Trump with his Truth Social last night and here on X saying, you know, hey, look at all the great stuff we've done. The boys are fighting with Pam, but I back Pam. We all need to get on the same team. Some of my so-called friends are bringing this up. You know I'm good. Just trust me and move on. Trump is not stupid. I don't believe he's involved with Epstein and criminal. These files aren't just a list of John's for doing this evil stuff. It's all his business stuff. And so Trump had said back in October with Lex Fridman, well, I'll release JFK and 9/11 and RFK and all that, and MLK, but maybe not the Epstein because that might hurt innocent people. How does it hurt innocent people if innocent people went to the island? I mean, Disney Cruises went there. How does it hurt innocent people if you're not in the investigation of criminal area? But you see, it's a bunch of powerful business leaders and people, a bunch of them who are guilty, and they're telling Trump this will bring down the stock market, this will crash the economy if this happens. And I said that last Monday, and I've been proven right. They now have floated that through surrogates. That's what it is. And I'm not defending that. I'm just simply laying out the thought process. People keep taking clips of me out of context when I'm wargaming this at devil's advocate and saying, oh, look, Jones endorsed that. No, I'm not. I'm here exposing it all. But what I do is try to get listeners and viewers
who teach me a lot as well in your comments and videos, but also I teach you to actually do what real intelligence analysts do that I do as a private intelligence analyst for Freedom, InfoWars. And I go out and try to, when I don't know exactly what's happening, but I have a general understanding, to take all the historical context, current behavior, who stands to gain, qui bono, how the narratives are changing, and try to give you an approximation of what's most accurate. Like today, to have a website named InfoWars seems like that's what this all is. They say, we're in InfoWars. Everything's in InfoWars now. Well, people were so unaware of this back in 97 when I registered that name that I would say it was InfoWars. Really popularized the term, even though it was already in use in intelligence. Such an example of how things that I've known for decades and decades and decades seem, you know, kind of mainstream now, but we're not just talking about what people know now that I knew 30 years ago. We're talking about what I know now that most people don't understand. And my job is not to sit up and say, oh, I'm so smart. My job is to try to explain to people how I know this and why the bad guys want me off the air. Not just from sources. That's a very small part of what I do, maybe 10%. I just kind of confirm with sources and see what they think, you know. High-level folks, generals and FBI agents and intelligence operatives and corporate leaders and political operatives, psychologists and witnesses, military people, people on the ground. I mean, I've been making a lot of phone calls just to bounce stuff off people before I, you know, come to you with this information. So here's where we are on this live Sunday stream. 1 year after clearly the deep state tried to kill Trump, we'll get into that coming up. Here's what I now want to really get to in all of this. The public has a right to ask questions about this. I'm proud of populistic common sense conservatives that we are so upset about clearly 180s that have been done in front of us, because we're not the Democrats. We're not a cult that accepts two men can have a baby. There's no X and Y chromosomes. You know, the 2 + 2 = 7 common core fuzzy math. We built the populist movement, not just here, but worldwide, that all these great people are getting elected on. And that's why the globalists are having to try to ban political parties and arrest political opposition, because freedom is popular, tyranny is not popular. So the attempts by some of Trump world surrogates to reach out to talk show hosts and journalists and influencers and say, hey, your access will be cut off, you'll never be invited to a Trump event again, you'll never be invited to the White House. You'll never be any of this stuff. You're not going to need conservative sponsorship, you know, no campaign contribution, you know, ads running next cycle if you do this. And that's been going on. That, A, is not very moral. That's how the Democrats try to censor and control. And then B, it's going to create a mega Streisand effect, as I said 7-8 days ago. And that is exactly what all of this has done. So again, I go back to the central point of it is Trump. And it is his advisors that have gone with this narrative of him just saying, forget about it, move along. These aren't the droids you're looking for. As populists, nationalists, common sense conservatives, whatever you want to call us, Christians, we are not falling to Jedi mind tricks and gaslighting.
Oh, teeny Jedi.
So the mind tricks don't work. In fact, it makes everybody go, ooh, why are you doing this? Now, we know why this is happening now. A few months ago, Trump's director of hiring, who's got a very mysterious past himself, Gore, killed Elon's director of NASA. It did a bunch of other stuff because Republicans didn't want Elon in there because he's killing real corruption. And people said, oh, screw Elon, we choose Trump, like it was a beauty pageant or something. And I said, you need to look out. Folks messed with Elon, came after him, the Democrats. How'd that work out? So this is a really bad rift. It's really dangerous. It's out of control. Trump came out and said, maybe we'll use Doge to shut down his companies, the monster he created. I said, that's very dangerous, not good. But I said, regardless now, this Epstein thing out there in the open, how will Trump respond? Well, Trump puts the pressure on, and he has Bongino and Patel announced the case is closed. They start doing it two months ago, right after Elon makes those statements about, I'm dropping a big bomb here. Trump's in the investigation, basically in the list. Didn't say he's raping kids, just said he's being suppressed because he's in there. And I'm like, I don't know if that's true, let's just see. But this is dangerous. A lot of people have popcorn out. Hey, this is fun. It's like a gladiator fight. No, it's not. We need Trump to succeed. We need to stop the globalists. We need to, the Democrats we know are pure evil. That's a known thing. And so now you see this mature. It's not really been Elon that's been progenerating it now. It was Trump's over-response coming out and saying, I want that investigation case closed. Then people said, how dare me last Monday say this is for Trump, not Bondi. People were trying to scapegoat. And then, of course, he came out with a statement on Truth Social that afternoon and the next day at the press conference that's now so famous and said, it's done. It's over. Word for word what Patel and Bongino and all of them are saying. And then Bondi fell on her sword and reversed herself at that same press conference and said, I didn't mean that. You're misinterpreting it. No, it was very specific. So everybody has seen this. And if we go along with the gaslighting and drink the Kool-Aid, we are now aiding and abetting in the lie. We're now aiding and abetting in this. We're now becoming a cult. And we are now, by extension, becoming accessories after the fact in front of God, not under law. But by saying none of this matters, none of this ever existed, none of this ever happened, we now, by extension, become part of that. And that's why it's the hill to die on. That's why I can't sit there and be part of this. Now, I'm going to continue to support the good things Trump's doing. I'm going to continue to try to watch the personnel and people he's putting in to say, this person I think is great, this person I think is bad. I'm going to continue. But at the end of the day, Trump is not the movement. Trump is the leader in the West, really of the world, who rode in on that wave that you and I created. And we want him to succeed. But we need to not put the cart before the horse and understand that it's God that's in command and God working through us. And the liberty movement that's 60, 70, 80 years old, hell, even older than that, back to the Renaissance, but in modern parlance, that isn't going to give up our values. That isn't going to stop. And I'll get to some of that in a moment. Trump's done some new really bad things. Some real 180s as well. On fluoride. And on Ukraine weapons. And so that movement from just being almost perfect, where I was just cheerleader, 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 to dun 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 dun. I was like, and I'm like, whoa. We have had major course correction here, and it's not in a good direction. So, and I love to sit up here and cheerlead all the good stuff. People were complaining, but I don't go off what listeners want. You know, the last 6 months, and I was just cheerleading, because, you know, Trump needed to get his people appointed. He needed to get the border control. He needed to get these wars to stop. The globalists are dangerous, still trying to kill him, trying to cause civil unrest. I mean, you know, saying Trump turned the National Weather Service off in the floods a few weeks ago in Texas, total lie. I mean, I'm just defending. Because when Trump is right, when Trump is on the level with us, then it's easy. I know it's true, total defense. But when we get fed stuff that's obviously not true, and it's totally contradictory, I can't be part of it. But as I said months ago when Bongino and them came out, Patel, and said, oh, move along, I said, this is a talking point probably from Trump. Stop it. In response to Musk, don't take the bait. Even if you're going to cover it up, which I'm not endorsing, just to end it all, so.
When it comes to supplements, I am somebody that's like a same way that I am with a Mac user. I'm incredible at using a computer. I have no idea how it works. And I understand the effects and benefits of supplements. I use them, but I have no idea how they work. So like with methylene blue, for example, I found that within 30 minutes of taking it, I have improved focus, improved short-term memory, improved energy. But if I take it late in the day, it doesn't interfere with my ability to sleep, which is very rare for something like this. I get a tingly feeling in my fingertips. It's almost like it's improving my circulation. My wife has chronic pain in her lower back because she's been a ballet instructor for many years. And when she takes it, it goes away for 48 hours. What is actually the science behind why this substance is so powerful?
Your wife, she has kind of unexplained chronic, mild to moderate lower back pain, right? Yeah. There's no injury there. There's no systemic problem. Right. It aches, it hurts, right?
Right.
So our cells have something called the Hayflick limit, right? So your cells, of course, your life, they divide again and again and again. And around like 48 divisions or something is the number, around 48 divisions, It's not that you become like a Cronenberg monster and you start getting like cancerous tumors all over you, but we as humans, as we get older, we develop these things called senescent cells. Now, normally, if we didn't live in like a plastic and chemical infested hell pit, we would have a normal amount, and our improved lifestyle and modern living should be able to propel us to be like, we should all be 100 years old. But why are we all dying? Why is our life expectancy dropping? It's very simple. We live in an environment that's like 4 or 5 packs of cigarettes a day, on top of everything that everyone else is doing. We all drink out of plastic. We're all around all these carcinogens and whatnot. Everything in our environment is toxic. What something like methylene blue does is it is a very potent antioxidant to such a degree that it actually goes into the cell and takes the first oxidative stress agent that's produced, O2 superoxide, and turns it into water.
Really?
What it does, it's an alternate way for electrons to be given to the cell. So if you have cellular damage, like these senescent cells that have built up over time, and you have these mitochondrial energy pathways that just don't work anymore because the system is dysfunctional, the methylene blue can come in and do the broken job and actually heal something that was never thought to have been able to be healed.
Amazing. So that explains why it can help with things like aches and pains. Obviously, do your own research.
Do your own research. We're talking about like in vivo, in cellular studies. This is just what it does to the cell.
And is this the same mechanism that results in things like feeling like you have more energy and focus? Is it all as a result of this one thing that it does?
Definitely a part of it. They have other effects too on other receptors. For example, methylene blue radically increases glucose uptake in the brain. Okay. So it makes you better and more efficient at using your sugar. We all know the brain uses like 25% of the calories in the body or something crazy.
They've done studies that chess masters burn like 5,000 calories in a day in a tournament because they're so focused on directing energy to their mind as they're thinking so critically that it's like almost like an Olympic athlete.
Well, think about this stuff. It operates in a very similar way. That's the real thing methylene blue does. I really believe in this product. A lot of people have bought our methylene blue. Our methylene blue is incredible. I take it personally. I was taking methylene blue about like 2 months before this all happened.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, awesome. I want to come help with this because it's so cool.
Right.
But yeah, I mean, like, this is a solid product. Take this in the morning. A couple hours later, you'll experience the cognitive benefits of it.
Yeah. I've noticed that it helps with focus, short-term memory, things like that. Have you noticed that it helps you get through the day too?
Big time. I mean, when you're looking at energy, this is boosting your own innate processes and making them work like they should. This is a shockingly statistically significant and effective metabolic compound that has been studied for almost 200 years. It's very powerful, very potent, and it's available. So you can get yours today.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Didn't listen. And now Trump is front and center. Yes, he's behind it. He wants it shut down. Of course, I'm right again. It wasn't hard to know. Hours after it broke, last Sunday night, Monday morning, I'm dead on again, folks. Not because I wanted to say Trump was behind this, but because he was, and now he is. Now, that said, let me bring up something really important that I mentioned earlier, but in more detail. People went completely crazy. Yesterday, my phone just blew up when he put out that post on Action Truth Social saying, I got the best administration ever. The whole world's talking about it. Perfect administration. We're doing so great on bum, 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 bum. And it's almost all true. And this Epstein thing comes out of Obama, Clinton, Clapper, and Brennan. And this file is from them, just like Russiagate. And just like all the other hoaxes, and people went, this is a next level insane. You're now telling us the Epstein file is a fraud and is a hoax to get Trump. Now, Trump wrote that in simpleton terms. It isn't a file. It's a bunch of investigations, convictions, indictments, Epstein dying in jail, all these witnesses, all the hard drives, all the VHS, all the DVDs from facilities all over the world. And the admissions of that and the New York case where he died in jail with all the evidence they've got. So, yes,
to say there's not a file from, we're going to release the file, to say there's not a list, there's a whole bunch of lists. Doesn't mean everybody on these lists is guilty. There's going to be people that did the roof on the house and politicians and, you know, people that were in business. I mean, you know. But now to just say it's over, we're moving along, now Cash Patel and Dan Bongino can move on to the important work of fighting crime instead of a deep state CIA Mossad child human trafficking operation that's all confirmed. So, but I looked at that and I'm like, no, that's actually true. And that's something I've said, but not made a big deal about it. So in the last week, though, I dropped the ball on this. It's true. The FBI, Comey, at least from 2013, was controlling the Epstein file. They decided to go ahead and limitedly bust Epstein the year after that so that they could put pressure on all the politicians and corporate leaders that have been involved in it. And Comey, under Obama, was going to now use that CIA file that they've been gathering and you know, garnering going back. They were making Mossad share their file. Mossad, from everything we know, with Lex Wexler and Epstein was mainly a MI6 Mossad file. MI6 is the original Baghdadis of this, but Mossad's close second. CIA close third for my research. They came in and controlled that prosecution, made it limited, but used the fact that, hey, we got the file now, which they'd always had, but they had to have a way to come in court. It's called parallel construction. They already have the file. It's their file. They control it. But when they've done something illegal through an blackmail operation, they've now got to create a case to then investigate all the areas of it to bring in the pieces so it can be admissible in court. Comprende? All right, good. You're getting the real download here, the real deal. The down low. So it is true that what they left in the Epstein case research investigation files, the videos, the documents, the interviews, the witnesses, the court cases, the depositions, all of it, is a deep state file. Because we've always said, oh, obviously the Democrats that were the main ones on this, some Republicans were involved as well, but 90%+ Democrats as usual. The Clintons, all of them. They're not going to leave anything in the file that's incriminating for them. They're going to whitewash it. Except they could leave in what they wanted in the file. And the files are FBI agents and U.S. attorneys and people with their opinions and reports, just like Crossfire Hurricane, based on the CIA-funded Steele dossier. So when Trump said that, it's true. And it hit me yesterday. I went, oh, my God. So I was about to go ahead and shoot a report and say, this is next level. Oh, my God. I went, Wait a minute. So I haven't come to any conclusions here. I'm giving you my thought process. I know people politically want me to either hate Trump or be for Trump or say he's covering up or say he's not covering up. It's mindless. It's easy. You're an influencer. You get some money. I don't do that. My listeners, my products, thealexjonesstore.com, got a few sponsors, that's it. No one has any control over what I say. Monetary stuff has no issue with it, okay? I was offered Fox News show, everything, you know, to go sell out decades ago. The Globals never did it. I want to make money and have money so I can be independent. But I understand the influencers out there, they get little shekels from the, you know, the different political groups, the Democrat, Republican, to follow party line. You get your party line, you cover the talking points. You don't get that here. This is a cerebral exercise of actually looking at all the pieces and deciding what's going on. So I was moving into the realm of just, because of a bunch of other bad stuff Trump just did that I'll get to in a moment, of just saying I'm not declaring war yet because the Democrats are so evil, but I've lost basic faith and am beyond concerned. And now I hate to have to move my spotlight mainly onto Trump instead of the Democrats that are trying to kill him and enslave us. But I'll get to the new stuff that really is upsetting in a moment. But that fact that I think I've got all the angles and I got way more than most people, and I went, everybody's blowing up at Trump. Going, this is ridiculous. Now, this is a deep state lie. It's their file. It is their file. Whatever they decided to leave and stick in the file, like the Warren Commission, total lie about what happened with JFK's assassination. We all know that now. That's their file. That's what they decided to leave in there. And so that's really true. That they're only, obviously, the Democrats, are like, oh, there's a leak. Oh, Alex Jones gets it. And I'm not saying, oh, Boyle or his source were bad. They get the, ooh, there's these 14 terabytes in New York. And the FBI, Democrat FBI, won't release it. And then they give Bonnie this other thing, and she gets embarrassed, so she runs over and grabs that. They send it out to the FBI around the country to investigate it. They go, hey, Trump's in here. Not raping kids, but, you know, in there, implicated investigations that he was investigated. You know that happened. And Trump goes, that's it. I didn't do this. Screw this. I'm sick of it. Shut it down. Elon gets word of that a few months ago and goes, whoa, I'm not getting connected to this. And you could say he's a triple agent, maybe involved. I'm not saying that. I mean, we're wargaming here. That'll be, Jones says Elon's an operative. No. I'm wargaming every angle. That's not the MO I see. I'm just saying every possibility. But that's really true. That's really true. That what's in those files is what they want to be in the files after years and years and years and years of them having them and then not destroying what they left. And then Trump gets briefed on what is in there and goes, those sons of bitches set me up. Then they did a whisper campaign to scare Elon and everybody else. And he's like, that's it. And then he ham-fistedly, because he's pissed off, because that's one thing about Trump. He used to have ice water in his veins. Now he's got beyond that. He just does what he thinks right and does not give a crap. Well, this Streisand effect of coming out and saying, hey, everybody, stop talking about it, is only going to make it bigger. So I would suggest the president stop talking about it, focus on Homan, which I recommended a week ago and I've seen happening. 10,000 kids just recently saved, more and more thousands being saved. Democrats shooting at him, attacking him in California at the pot farm when they're trying to save him. I mean, you know, those are the 250,000 kids we know are missing when Democrats smuggled in. Let's indict my workers. Let's indict these big charities. Let's. I know the kids are juveniles. You can't really put the details on there, but there can be cases where you can at least have people running the cases, talk about in general what happened. And we need people to cover, you know, cover what they can in the cases. And let's continue to do really, really good, important work. Now, Steve Bannon came out last night and said that Trump has to release everything. And Bannon went on to say that if this scandal continues, and I totally agree, that they could lose 40 seats in the House of Representatives, the midterms in less than a year and a half. I mean, this is taking defeat from the jaws of victory here. This is a self-inflicted wound. This is like watching Trump cut his fingers off or something. I mean, this is just not fun. And I need Trump to succeed. The Democrats won't put me in prison. They are openly destroying the country. Trump on his economic policies is so much, you know, tax cuts for working class, you know, trying to stop the wars, controlling the border, upscaling Border Patrol, and enforcement and all the lies he goes through. I've chewed the same dirt. I've crawled in the same political foxholes as Trump. My God. It, like I said a week ago, tears my guts out to have to sit here and do this. Because we got the Democrats openly promoting pedophilia, Satanism, transgenderism coming for our kids. I mean, we've just got them openly teaching, you know, to dumb kids down at school. I mean, we've just got war on Christianity. We've got open economic plans, the fentanyl to collapse the country. And I told you last Monday, I said, this could lose the House of Representatives because people know about Epstein. They know about the cover-up. They know about the Clintons. They know about Obama and Pizzagate. And they know about John Podesta and the kids getting delivered to the, you know, woodland cabin and hot tub for his enjoyment. And his brother promoting pedophilia openly in the Washington Post in 2007, saying, what's the big deal? Showing all this horrible pedo art of kids being tortured and stuff, toddlers. I mean, you know, we know this is the deep state operating system. And so for the cheerleaders out there that jumped on me and others last week and said, Trump can do no wrong, shut up, it's 50,000 trillion D chess. Oh, but at first, Trump's not behind it. Bonnie's over a ski. She's an idiot. Then Trump's like, no, I'm behind it. I mean, that's completely obvious. He admits it now, you know, behind saying shut it down. So that's where we are. And then we get Patel and Mongino on that same Fox interview a few months ago, like during the headlights, 6.5 weeks ago saying, not only did Epstein kill himself, we're going to release video that proves it, not only did he not do anything, and it's case closed, but Crooks and Butler, he acted alone. And that's that whole, you know, ridiculous amount of evidence that just goes on for hours. And all the witnesses and everything else, and the spraying off of the roof, and the Secret Service not being the ones that shot, and, you know, his house all being wiped perfectly, and both the parents' behavioral psychologists, and, you know, now the new stuff where 10 days before they get a specific intelligence threat for Butler, but never gets to the Trump people, no glasses put up, no nothing. I mean, it was a sitting duck. It was a setup. It was a stand-down bare minimum. That's exactly who I said it was deputy director. So there's that, too. Patel, Bongino, laying all the facts we already know ourselves. This all happened in front of the world with Crooks. And now you've got documents coming out with the shooter in, that they just released report on that too, on the shooter in Florida. And they got intel on him trying to buy, they've released it, Stinger missiles, RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades to shoot down Trump's plane on takeoff. That I'd said surface-to-air missiles, RPGs, that's how they're going to try to kill Trump. I said they'll probably use cutouts with money out of Ukraine to kill him. From May of 2024, I was saying that every day. It turns out, of course, that was the plan. And still the plan. That was Air Force One now, actually has anti-missile defense systems. So why suddenly, let's continue the cover-up that the state police in Florida and the governor confirmed the feds were doing in Mar-a-Lago attempted killing a Trump. And why continue the cover-up in Butler? Well, a lot of it is these agency heads now are in a bureaucracy and they want to cover the system's ass and move on. And I've been told that by a little Justice Department people. So that's a Bongino, Patel, Bondi thing. But the shut down the Epstein stuff, that's a Trump thing now confirmed. So I wanted on this Sunday to just talk about this with you, break all this down, and have a discussion with all of you about it. I'm going to shoot some more reports. I'll be obviously popping in live on the Sunday show tonight with Chase Keiser, and I'll be back in Austin tomorrow. But what else am I upset about with Trump? What else am I upset about with Trump? Well, they came out on Friday and said, we're not going to follow HHS recommendation. We're going to follow federal court ruling. The administration has decided to keep hydrofluorosilicic acid or weaponized acid-based sodium fluoride in the water. The on record lowers IQs massively, causes cancer and infertility. The whole world basically rejected it. Europe did it a few areas. They've outlawed it in the last few years. This is open and shut. An adjuvant accelerates all the other toxins in the body, destroys the blood-brain barrier. And Trump just said, nope, his administration, whoever's in there doing this, that they've now been reversing Kennedy on a lot of his moves to expose the poison shots. They have been just engaged in a lot of outrageous stuff. Now we are going to give more weapons to Ukraine and accelerate that. And I understand Russia hasn't really come to the table. That's because NATO hasn't truly come to the table. So that's going on. I told you they weren't going to, quote, get all the uranium when they bombed Iran. So now they're trying to suck us back into that. We've got heavy influence of Israel. It's always been a big influence, but I thought it was exaggerated some in the past. Definitely, they're taking the vacuum of the Democrats being in disarray, and the Mossad and the Israelis are really moving in to try to take control of the Trump administration in a hostile takeover. So that can't be denied. And we see their influencers attacking me and others that point this out. So those are some of the other big areas that I'm very, very, very upset about. That's this live stream. More live streams are coming up. I got a lot of other angles and issues I want to hit on this. I want to talk about later a way out of this and what I think Trump should do and my advice to President Trump. So look for that. And please share this live feed once it's archived here on X. I think people need to understand this and get a big picture deep dive on what's really going on. But I think the jury is still out on what's going on with the Trump administration. We know the Israelis are pushing in because the Democrats are in collapse. The Democrats have had a lot of their operatives because Trump actually vetted people this time. They don't have the big influence they had before. Trump basically walked in half his administration were Democrat deep state operatives. The others were just, you know, either ignorant or scared, and a few were good, and they got rid of them like Bannon and Flynn. and targeted his outside supporters over spotlighting him. Now, there's very few Democrats, high level and globalists, that haven't been kicked out. But Israel's its own very sophisticated operative group. So is British intelligence. The Chi-Coms, mainly with the Democrats, they're losing control. So you got Mossad and the British intelligence still really trying to do heavy influencing. Mossad is the dominant one. And so I've always said China was the big intelligence threat. And it still has the biggest reach, the most money, you know, big problem. But right now, targeting in the Trump administration, because all the connections they have, Israel's really trying a soft coup in the Trump administration. Netanyahu is. So that's a big issue that's pissing people off as well. And again, I don't hate Israel, hate, you know, any of that. But they don't want us coming over there running their country. So it's illegal. It's wrong. It's, you know, needs to stop. They're trying to drag us into a full war with Iran. So Trump is right that the file, everything left, is the Democrats' file. So, I mean, how would you trust anything that they brought forward? I've always said that. You know, how do we trust what we're even being given? Where are all the hard drives? Where are all the stuff? You know, I don't want to hear some list. I want all of it out there. But the decision's been made. It's such a fiasco. Trump's like, move on. Because whatever they've left in the files, he's now officially said, is another fraud like everything else we've seen. And it's true. So I'm not here to obfuscate. I'm not here to cover up for Trump. I'm not here to be an apologist. I've been nothing but more upset. But now this has really set me into another train of thought. I want to know what you think below, but this is a big deal. All right. Thank you so much for watching this live feed. Now, please share it immediately. Once it's archived, take any clips that you think are important, because this is a lot of important groundbreaking stuff that nobody's pointing out in this report. Thank you so much for sure and follow me on Real Alex Jones on X. Please support us. Wide selection of Patriot Apparel, the very best supplements, more than fund this operation at thealexjonesstore.com. And I thank you for your support.
You are the Paul Revere's. InfoWars is the tip of the spear, and you're listening to Chase Geyser.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Chase Geyser. Get that Golden Age trash off the screen, please. I will be hosting the remainder of the Alex Jones Show as well as Sunday Night Live this evening. Alex will be back tomorrow. Harrison Smith will be back tomorrow. What a week it's been. Absolute hell for anybody who supported, adored, and loved Donald Trump. And you can say all day long that, oh, anything that's left is going to be from the Democrats. Well, I mean, that's like saying that anything's left in the FBI files pertaining to the assassination of JFK were part of the Jimmy Carter administration, and then part of the Reagan administration, then part of the Clinton administration, then part of the HW administration, then part of the regular George Bush administration, then part of the Obama administration, then part of the Trump administration. The documents are still there, and if they don't have them, then, you know, Mossad has the original files, because all these, excuse me, operations were conducted on behalf of Israel. It's total bull. It's all a cover-up for Israel. It's very obvious it's the case. It's the reason that Bibi Netanyahu is scooting down and fulfilling Donald Trump's dream going all the way back to, like, Barbara Streisand days. Barbara Walters, or whatever the hell that name, the woman's name was. Nobel would be nice. Then 24 hours, he comes, shows up with a Nobel nomination. From the guy who's been the most closely associated with the genocide in the last, I don't know, 30 years. Pardon me, I'm a little bit sick under the weather myself. I know Alex is under the weather. That's why he couldn't come in, but I'm under the weather and I'm here. So we'll see what's going to happen next with this Trump thing. I tell you what, I'm feeling pretty deflated about Donald Trump right now, pretty upset. And I'm about 2 inches away from going full America Party, even though I'm not 100% on board with Elon Musk. I don't know what to do next. We'll see what happens. But there's one thing that is for sure. I am 100% on board with InfoWars, because even when we get things wrong, it's not because we're lying. It's because we're telling the truth or trying to tell the truth. And that's probably something that can only be said for this network compared to any other network or media outlet in the world. Except for certain individuals like Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan, who I think are also in that vein of always trying to tell the truth. Here at InfoWars, we are always trying to tell the truth. And I'll tell you what, we've got these two new products that are absolutely incredible. Power Plant and Methyl Drive. These were both formulated by Rex Jones, who turns out to be somewhat of a savant when it comes to formulating supplements. And I've been so exhausted lately, especially this week. I think I was on air more hours this week than I was asleep, doing the morning show for 3 hours. And then we've launched a new night show called Tomorrow's News Tonight on weeknights from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. But it's Power Plant and Methyl Drive. I call it Power Drive when you take both of them together, because I was on my way home just to see my family in the middle of the day for a little bit before going back into the office, and I couldn't believe how good I felt. In fact, I felt so good that I got on the phone and I called Nate Hughes from Bigley right away, and I was like, we have to bundle these two products together and call it Power Drive. Because when you take the Power Plant with the Methyl Drive, there's something very special going on. In fact, I think they have the bundle already together on the website. If you can pull up the header from the alexjonesstore.com, the banner there, it should show that both of these are together at a discounted price. I highly recommend that you go to the alexjonesstore.com and get the Power Plant plus the Methyl Drive together as part of a power pack. It's absolutely incredible. And plus, all of these products are designed for you to be able to take with the Methylene Blue for an added benefit. Many of you already have the Methylene Blue. That stuff, look, you take these two, the Power Plant and the Methyl Drive together, you're going to feel like you're hooked up to a nuclear reactor. Let's just face it. But on the other side of this, we are going to be getting into more news for the next 3 hours. I'm certainly going to be taking your calls tonight, especially since I don't feel very well. So I want to hear from you and what's going on. We've got Tom Homan brutally roasting anti-ICE heckler. We've got Jake Paul telling people to shut up and send an application to Kamala Harris. Shocking disparities between foreigners' crime rates vastly eclipse Germans per government data over in Germany. President Trump reveals what he wants his legacy to be after he exits the Oval Office for the final time. So much coming up next and more over the course of the next 3 hours. Even Rosie O'Donnell has responded to Trump, saying he's considering stripping her of citizenship. So please stay tuned. In the meantime, please go to the alexjonesstore.com. And be the reason that Alex Jones will always be on the air. This crew will always be operating behind the scenes, and these other hosts will also always be on the air, because we are entering into the climax era of the information war, the pinnacle of the information war, where it's about ready to get more intense than it's ever been. It's not even close. We've been talking about this information war for 30 years. Now it's finally reaching a pinnacle with the development of artificial intelligence and all of the massive power that has been accumulated among the most evil supervillains in the world, what with AI and other tools. So stay with us for more on the other side, and go to the alexjonesstore.com right now to keep us on the air.
Our medical-grade USP ultramethylene blue, exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, has taken the country by storm. You've seen the rave reviews. All of our guests that have taken it have been blown away. Zen, clarity, focus like a fog has lifted. It's not a stimulant, but it feels like one with no letdown. But the best part is it's so good for your cells, so good for your mitochondria. It's incredible. Now we have it in sealed capsules with organic vitamin C to supercharge it as well. Get a one-month supply so you can travel with it. Talk to your physicians before you take it, because it's very, very powerful. It can interact with some drugs. But after you've done your research, get your ultramethylene blue either in liquid or now in capsules exclusively at thealexjonesstore.com, and it funds our operations. And if you subscribe, you can lock in 50% off right now on all future orders and cancel anytime. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Become a subscriber and lock in 50% off on top of the already incredible savings. TheAlexJonesStore.com is the destination of health, liberty, and freedom.
I have some very exciting news. Optimal Human is hands down the best green superfood, super nutrient concentrate I've ever had. The folks at Bigley have had this out for years, and it's their star product, and it became a bestseller very quickly because people, when they got it, loved it so much. If I told you everything that's in it and how concentrated it is, it would take an hour. This has the kitchen sink and then some in it. If you're missing any of the trace, not just the stuff they say is essential, but all the other trace elements and vitamins and prebiotic and probiotics, it's got everything in it. And again, these are all concentrated, and it's got a bunch of stuff for healthy energy in it too. So folks absolutely love Optimal Human, and it works synergistically with the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Turmeric, and the Methylene Blue. We've been sold out of this. It came in, and I finally got it a couple days ago, and man, is it awesome. It is a game changer. If you haven't gotten it, you are really missing out at thealexjonesstore.com. And so it never sells out. Be sure to become a subscriber and get special discounts when you do that.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.